Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this dark, forsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got a new friend, Anna Redmond, on the show this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. Anna is co-founder of HIPAA Reads, corporate communication content developer. She's a writer, a brand expert, a marketing expert, a millennial expert, because she is one. And she's joining us today to talk to us about what's the key to the heart of the millennial? How do we get into their hearts and in their pocketbooks? And we're going to talk about that. And it's for some of us older folks, and it's a little scary place contemplating that. How you doing? Welcome back. I mean, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
It's good to have you here. So we're going to talk about millennials, folks, and a few other things. But Anna, one of the things I want to say right up front, I want to get this on the table because I like doing it because I want people to know how I feel, and that is that millennials are the most fascinating generation in my lifetime, and they drive baby boomers generation crazy sometimes. but one of the things I like to point out, Anna, is that and you're a millennial yourself. You and your generation are probably the best human beings we've ever raised. I've employed a bunch of you. I've studied you. I've reported on you with a lot of other people, older and younger. And I've determined that of all the people I know in the of a generation, you're the most unpretentious generation, and therefore I think the probably the best people we've ever known.
I love that. That's a wonderful comment.
Well, I mean it. I mean. I have grandchildren who are millennials, and so mm-hmm. and I have a couple of Gen X children who act like millennials sometimes, but anyway, I want to get that up front because I do put a fine point on some things that I think millennials could do to get better. Mm-hmm. So, but you're here today to talk to us about how to get in their hearts and their pocketbooks, right? Why would we want to do that? What are the demographic reasons why we would want to do that?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. As you noted, millennials are the biggest generation. We tend to talk about millennials as though they're sort of up and coming, but the truth is they're already here. Millennials are going to be voted into office come November. Millennials are running big companies. Millennials are moving up in the ranks of management. And millennials are doing things really differently. And I think if companies continue to market and to message in the same way that they've been doing for tens and dozens of years into the past, they're really going to lose out on this market.
Well, there's no question about it. And it's a little confusing and frustrating for baby boomers, because millennials don't respond the way they did to their parents' generation and the way they did. I mean, in terms of when they get married, when they have kids, when they buy their first home, what are the things that they hold dear? You know, it's just a completely different world, isn't it?
Yeah, well, look, I think you've hit the nail on the head. The life cycle of the millennial is so different. And I think, you know, for what it's worth, it's a change that's been coming for a while. And so the preceding generations have evidenced little bits of this, and I think we'll see it in stronger ways too. And the change that I'm talking about specifically mm-hmm. is the sense of really forging your own identity. And hand in hand with that...
What does that mean? What does that mean, forging your own identity? What do you think that means to a millennial?
Sure. So I think it means something really different to millennials precisely because of who millennials are. And so I'll give you a couple of examples. Millennials in the last 5 years have probably held 3 different jobs. Most of them don't live in the same hometown that they grew up in. Most of them don't belong to organizations that typically are cornerstones of identity, whether that's a country club or a police unit.
Or a civic club, like a Rotary Club or a Civitan or Lions Club or something like that.
Right.
Maybe not even a congregation.
Exactly. And so when you have this huge generation without these traditional markers of identity, a lot of what they're doing on a daily basis is actually waking up every morning and saying, who am I? Mm. Who do I want to be? What values do
I hold? And I'm going to ask, when we come back, I'm going to ask Anna if that's a good plan. I mean, if having to wake up every morning saying, who am I? Maybe that's an adjustment millennials should be making. Aren't you glad that I had my little disclaimer in the beginning? Because I'm getting ready to put a fine point on some things with our new friend, Anna Redmond. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.